how you do about dope, but boy, that's the one, the dope, that just bothers the hell out of me. The dope issue is the second strongest issue concerning people after whatever their first one.
Oh, you got a regular, but you can make it the strongest issue.
You can, obviously.
You say it's gotta be one that really gets to them, and that gets to them because there isn't a single mother in this country who isn't scared shitless that her kid's out smoking marijuana this afternoon. Not one. And if you can move on now, and the thing is there, it's not we believe it, we're against it. The president can do it within all good convictions, not like the environment where you have to be a only issue. If he goes on the ecology, he wouldn't mean what he's saying.
I'll let my kids do that.
But you go the other, well, and you do mean what you're saying to a degree, but you don't mean it far enough to satisfy the people who are, but on dope, hell, you'd be perfectly happy to go for capital punishment for peddlers.
Any day.
If you thought you could, any day. Get them on.
Any day.
And on the public square and the guillotine.
I know I do.
So,
sorry.
Castration every hour on the hour. There you believe in it, so you can get out and be real. It's an issue of vital personal concern. It's the domestic issue on which the Nixon administration gets one of the lowest marks that it gets on anything. We are seen as not doing a goddamn thing about dope,
and yet we've done a hell of a lot.
We've done more than anybody ever dreamed of.
Nobody knows about it, just
do. We have a drug attack. Now we go out and do some of this stuff. If we go out and arrest all these peddlers at the high schools and herd them all into concentration camps, like we herded all the demonstrators in Washington into concentration camps.
And the Japanese is more out too.
People that jump up and cheer. And so we can't convict them.
Go over
this other game.
Well, I would say the other one, I'd take on the courts. I'd take on the federal courts.
Yeah.
You gotta get something that's emotional.
We can tie that into dope because the whole dope problem, the reason cops don't arrest dope peddlers is because they can't convict them.
Now, in the school thing is testing. You don't want to just be a demagogue or a bigot. But my God, most of them, these judges are terrorists. This Richmond judge ought to be. Now, let me give you an answer to that.
No, he was appointed by Johnson.
Oh, I'm sure. And Johnson appointed a lot of veterans. But let me give you an answer to that. Why don't you just take this issue to the country? That everybody ought to be answerable to somebody, short of God Almighty. Federal judges are not answerable to anybody. They're appointed for life, and the only judgment day they meet is the judgment day that none of us can report on. But what we ought to do is change the system in this country where these federal judges are not beyond the reach of humanity itself. And I'm going to fight for reconfirmation, not reappointment, but reconfirmation by the Senate every 8 years, or every 10 years. You don't have to reappoint them. Just make them come up for reconfirmation. Now, this may sell like hotcakes. Or, I wouldn't limit the term. You'll be accused of, you're trying to destroy the independence of the judiciary. Sure, they go. Well, to the extent that I think they ought to be responsible, yes. I think they ought to be responsible. They all say they want to be living in their own time. They think the Constitution is a living document. Let them answer for their actions. Let them be reconfirmed in the Senate. I don't care that the president has to reappoint them. They don't have to be reappointed. But every one of them has to come up for reconfirmation by the Senate to say, I have my problem with the Senate, but they're representatives of the people. And I'm just tired of these judges running around here with these life appointments answer for renewal. It's a hell of an issue. It's a demagogic issue, say, but in another way, it's true. I'm not so sure in a very sound position today. Now, if you don't want to do that, insist that all retire at age 65 or 70, take a year.
Well, congressmen and senators.
Well, just say that's all. Just so you're supposed to help with half of our own Congress. Scott, 70.
All right, but not only that's a different deal. Just say, now those people are answerable. People in the constituency want to send an 80-year-old man, and that's their business. I'm not trying to invade the province of the elected. But the elected didn't put Bill Douglas on that court. And he ought to retire. But this is the only way I know you can get this ratio thing.
Yeah, I wish we could get to one.
which you had to get.
Fortunately, John, I'm in a, this is one place where when you get money down to the nut cutting after a convention, we've got many, ready made issues due to the fact that whoever the Democrat is, if it's Muskie, or if Hubert should come back, or if Teddy should slip in, they have got to be for integrated housing, integrated schools, and busing. And I am against it. And I'm going to fight this. I'm going to have that. That's going to be for legislation right down the line. I was early. I'm supposed to be working on that goddamn thing, and I know where it is. Is that got in here yet?
Now, if you do that, that's a great issue. But I'm not sure that you ought to wait till after the convention.
Yeah, yeah. On that, no, no, I agree. I agree. But I had it.
Trying to sell marijuana this afternoon. You're letting them stand there and do it. That's how they see it. They don't give a damn.
you want me to do, Johnny, helicopter over from Key Biscayne. And,
the weekend, Lincoln's birthday weekend.
How about taking the
birthday? 12/13.
Let's see what you left there.
Cause I'll spend one day there too.
All we do is go over about noon. They go all afternoon, have dinner that night. And that's it.
When are you doing the NFC meeting?
Sir?
When are you doing the New York thing?
Friday. The National Industrial Conference Board? Friday, 21st.
Come down Friday then.
Oh, I have the alphabet, well, I don't have to.
Well, that's right, the alphabet.
I have to be out.
Somebody's gonna be here. You bar out, yeah.
Would you keep, don't fill in, it's very funny.
Yes.
And, we get to.
Because this is, you know, if you don't try fishing, don't.
Well, I love to.
This is a disbelief. You say to. When we get to the 12th, we find that we only take, they only need four of us, so we get on.
A little to go on.
And incidentally, the house has four bedrooms, so it's easy.
Appreciate you asking, Josh.
But it's sad.
You understand, right?
Yes, sir. You don't mind?
No.
No.
That is, I'm sending her a text anyway, get ready to go visit down there.
Yeah.
Sometime.